Welcome back to the second half of Mike McFeely Outdoors. Man, I like the ring of that here on the mighty 790 KFG. It's time to go halfway across the country, or just to Wisconsin, which is actually a different country in many, many ways. Third world country, some would say. Let's check in with Jeff Katzer, our friend from Woodland Resort, whose appearances every single solitary week are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Jeff Katzer, we have caught you on vacation. I greatly appreciate you coming to the program while you are enjoying your family and fishing bass on Shawano Lake in eastern Wisconsin.
You even said it correctly.
I used to say Shawano.
Everybody says Shawano.
I used to say, I've been to Shawano before when I covered a Packers-Vikings game way back when, 1999. I stayed at the Shawano Resort.
The Shawano Resort.
Shawano Resort. Yeah, I called it Shawano, but now that you've corrected me, and now I say it's Shawano.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? I got to tell you, we got up here. This is like God's country. I do love it here. And we went to the store for groceries, and I thought of you. I was going to take a picture of this. They had a whole shelf of Kringle. Every kind of Kringle in the world, the shelf was full of it. So I got the cheesecake one. And it's like they forgot to put the filling in it, and then it was not so much as what it was. But I'm going to bring you back a Kringle.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Now, are you going to be back up there by next weekend? Because I'm going to be in Devil's Lake next Friday and Saturday. So are you going to be available then to give me my Kringle?
I am driving home Saturday, and I'm already guiding on this Sunday. So,
wow.
I mean, this being today being
today
Saturday.
Being Saturday, you're driving home later home, right? Today, and then you're going to be guiding tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. Because
wow.
We are being recorded because I'm on vacation.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, you've been catching bass, largemouth bass in Shawano Lake. You've been texting me photos, putting photos on the Facebook of some very plump 4-pound largemouths, some 3-pound largemouths, some 2-pound largemouths. You've been knocking the living heck out of the bigmouth bass on Shawano Lake.
It just goes to show you. You know, people that have met me, I'm a little different, just a little bit, but I have a Warrior 20 footer. I have a tiller, 200 Mercury tiller, right? And I also have an electric bow mount trolling motor on the big tiller. The reason why I have that is because of guiding. I can put people in there, and we just have a big bowling alley effect in the thing, and it's just awesome. But what I do is I've been back trolling up to these docks, and I'm skipping docks with a Senko or a Yum Dinger. This is just a kind of a heavy plastic worm for bass. And on Shawano Lake, they live underneath all the docks. And here people are looking at me, and here I am back trolling up to the dock with my 200 Merc, and I skip under it, pull out a couple of fish, and just that four-stroke Merc is amazing. I think you have the same thing on yours.
Yep.
And that thing ran all day for like four or five hours nonstop. Just I go to the next one, back troll up, and it just really worked out good. And the reason why I'm doing the back trolling thing is because I have a Talon on the back of my boat too, which is a 12-foot anchoring device. So I just come up to a really juicy looking pier, or they call them piers here, just to let you guys know. It's docks in Devil's Lake, and it's piers here. And I would just sink the Talon down and catch a 4-pounder right out underneath there. And God, it's just so much different than walleye fishing. It's a great break. It really is.
Well, and what you're saying is that Warrior Boats, if we can get a plug in here for Warrior, since they sponsor the program, they're very versatile. They're, you know, you fish walleyes 99 days out of 100 out of your Warrior, but if you like to fish bass, or if you like to fish for crappies, or you like to take your kids tubing, Warrior Boats work just fine for that too.
Oh, it was, and we did all that. And Hunter caught his first bluegill out of my Warrior. I mean, I can do anything out of my boat that anybody else can do out of their boat, and then some. Plus, I can take the biggest water you can throw at me, which Shawano is only 6,000 acres. It doesn't get that rough, but you know, we pull skiers with it and a whole ball of wax. So as far as a well-versatile ride and boat, I don't think it gets any better than the old Warrior.
So how many bass a day are you catching? Because you're sending me pictures left and right, so I'm thinking you're putting in like 50 bass days here.
No, I only have fished about maybe 5 hours total. I've been here since last Saturday. I just, be real honest with you, I didn't even fish for the first 2 days. I was pretty tuckered out. We were taking naps, and we went swimming the whole time. And Hunter, my little guy, is having just a blast. But I would say when I'd go out, every dock has at least one nice bass under it. And they're really fat this year. I haven't been back here for over 4 years to do this. And they were kind of anorexic looking bass. You know, they're just, everybody's just pounding them. But now just check this out. And this is the same as Devil's Lake or any other lake there is. That's my little guy yelling in the background. Sorry about that. And the amount of bass tournaments that are on this lake, it's almost a weekly event. And since they've had these bass tournaments, and I used to be in the top 2-3 almost every time that we'd have one, the bass fishing has gotten better. How does that work, Mike? I mean, the more bass tournaments that they have up here, the better it is. I don't understand.
I have no
works.
Idea. I don't know. Global warming. I'm gonna put it on climate
change. Wisconsin is the same way. Never had a bass tournament up there. Now, I guess we're talking bass on the McFeely Outdoor Show.
Sure, which is fine. Yes.
It would. When I started there in like 92 and 3, you would need like a 3.5 pound average for 6 fish to take a check. Now you need a 6 pound average to take a check. And the smallmouth fishing has exploded there. So, I mean, I just think everybody's really taking care of their catch. And the Department of Natural Resources is doing a good job at monitoring what they're doing there. And, boy, it's amazing. And even the walleye fishing here on Devil's Lake, it's just been the same thing with more tournaments, and the fishing just keeps getting better and better. You know, what I'm trying to say is everybody says that the tournaments are taboo. I don't think they are.
A 6 pound average for largemouth bass?
There was 15 fish weighed in over 7 pounds in the Sturgeon Bay Open.
Jeez.
I think it was the second or third week of May. I'm going to be fishing that with Robert Cardenas next year. That's our pro. We sponsor him through Woodland Marine and Warrior Boats. And we're going to put the herd on them, and we're going to show these boys what we're made out of.
Now,
right.
Now, we're talking largemouth bass today. In terms of catching fish and the battle, smallmouth bass, to me, it doesn't get any better than catching a nice-sized smallie. Are you as expertise at a smallmouth bass fishing as you are at largemouth bass fishing?
Oh, they're my babies. I love smallmouth. I'll go to Sturgeon Bay, and we'll put a clinic on. I mean, just 100 smallies a day. And the biggest I've ever had on in a tournament or weighed in was 6.34, and that was during the Wisconsin Bass Angler Tournament Society's classic. So I actually got the big bass there. It was 23 inches long, and it weighed 6.34 pounds. It was released, of course.
Yes. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a big smallie.
And now here's another one, a spotted bass. We don't have them up here, but when I fish down south for Bassmasters, a 12-inch spotted bass, Mike, you swear to God, you had like a 4-pound white bass coming out of 40 foot of water, and you know exactly what that's like.
Yep.
These little spotted bass are just insane.
Hmm. Fun. Jeff, we're out of time, and I'm kind of glad we are because you're on vacation. I don't mean to bother you, so get back to vacationing. Take little Hunter swimming. Spend some time with your wife, and we'll talk again down the road, okay?
All right, everybody be safe this weekend.
Yep, you bet. Jeff Katz, out of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors on KFGO. Back in a moment. And she thinks we're just fishing.